You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, let's get it. Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Piscona, ESPN Radio Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, CST, right here for the Locked On LSU podcast, where Baton Rouge and much of South Louisiana is drying out. First, best wishes, thoughts to, and prayers to everyone who was affected by the flooding in South Louisiana on Monday. I am actually very surprised that here shortly after noon on Tuesday, as we record this, that we haven't gotten word about the LSU baseball game against Northwestern State tonight being canceled. But as of this moment of recording, game is still on for tonight at 6:30 out at Alec Box Stadium with LSU against Northwestern State. If you are not familiar, much of South Louisiana dealt with heavy rain and flooding on Monday, and there is more rain in the forecast today, Tuesday. So the flooding was so severe that much of Baton Rouge is impassable today. Schools closed, businesses largely closed. It took more than an hour for me to make a drive that usually takes somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 minutes just because of road closures and heavy traffic on the roads that are passable. So that's kind of what the city is dealing with today. And LSU and Northwestern State apparently going to try to play a game with that as the backdrop. It is the final regular season game, home game for LSU tonight against Northwestern State. Of course, the Tigers this weekend take on Texas A&M in a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series, which we will preview. Paul Mainieri did meet with the media on Monday and discussed the potential weather issues.
You know, the weather, as I'm looking at it, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. It sounds like it's not going to be so great today or most of the day tomorrow. But the last I looked at it, it seems like it's going to get out of here by game time. And that's what we're hoping for. So I've already talked to the coach at Northwestern State. We're going to do everything in our power to get the game in, even if it has to be delayed a little bit. I mean, it's our only chance to play the game. And it's an important game for us for a couple of reasons. As we're trying to build a resume for the NCAA bid, it's also very important for us to get the game in, to get these young pitchers another opportunity to get out there and pitch. I'm as desperate to get this game in as we possibly can be. So we're gonna wait as long as we possibly can to make sure that we can get it in.
To hear the coach say he's desperate to get this game in kind of tells the story that LSU and Northwestern State are going to do their dead level best to play. Now, LSU, as Paul Mainieri said, building their resume, and like they've done so often under Paul Mainieri, this team is kind of playing its best ball down the stretch.
I think our team is playing its best baseball now as we're going down the stretch. We dug ourselves a hole. I know that, you know, and I wish we hadn't, but the season's not over. And I kept saying that, you know, we got to keep playing. You got to keep positive. You got to keep getting after it. And here we are now going into the last week of the regular season. We have four games remaining. And if we can get the job done in this last week of the season, we're going to go to Hoover. And if we can have a good showing in Hoover, we're going to get into the NCAA tournament. You get into the big dance, it's a clean slate.
And one more from Paul Mainieri here, talking about some of the guys that are emerging here on this stretch run.
I think Bianco's emergence. I think Mikhail Hilliard's emergence. I think Alex Milazzo, his emergence offensively, defensively. I think Giovanni's emergence this past weekend has been huge. The way that Trey Morgan has played like an All-American. He's playing like an All-SEC, All-American player. I think Dylan Cruz has gotten into a zone again now, and he's really seeing the ball and swinging the bat like he did early in the year. Gavin Dugas is swinging the bat good again. So is Cade Doty. I think we're doing a lot of good things right now, and if we can keep it going, who knows what this team is capable of doing down the stretch.
Paul Mainieri did also elaborate a bit more on Mikhail Hilliard, who we've talked about being such a key part here, because having that number three starter, of course, alleviates the need for your bullpen to be strained, and you can count on four or five arms over the weekend.
You can't really quantify, Paul, how much of a lift he's given us. I mean, he's been phenomenal. His confidence has just come back. He's cutting the ball loose. The ball's coming out of his hand great. He's got the movement on his fastball, but he's got the command of his fastball back again. and he's throwing his curveball like he did again as a freshman. It couldn't happen to a better kid. I just love Mikhail, and it's just making me so happy to see him at the end of his career with us to have such success. And he's not done yet. I think he's still got some good games left, some great games left in him.
Tigers and Northwestern State scheduled for tonight, Tuesday night, out at the Box. We will talk to LSU senior Devin Fontenot coming up here shortly. Got to remind you about Rock Auto and rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Spell it out, Rock, A-U-T-O. If you need carburetors or carpet, if you need a tailgate for your truck, motor oil, windshield wipers, or anything in between, pay less and get it delivered right to your door at rockauto.com, a family-owned business serving online customers for 20 years. Log on, see how easy it is to shop if you're a classic driver or a daily driver at rockauto.com, rockauto.com. When you get to check out, there's a How Did You Hear About Us box. Be sure to write Locked On so they know that we sent you to rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. LSU did wrap up its home portion of the SEC schedule this last weekend, and one of the seniors honored was reliever Devin Fontenot, who was good enough to join us to talk a lot about his career this season. And we started by talking about Saturday or Sunday's senior day.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. You know, being a part of this program is something special. We all cherish it, and we know we're playing for a lot more than ourselves. So it was good to get out there and be represented for, you know, all the work that, you know, each of us put in every day, and it was a good time.
When you started, did you think you'd end up here 4 years?
I had no clue what was going to be the thing for me. I come in here as a freshman. I wasn't really expecting. I didn't know what to expect. You know, coming to LSU from Texas, just had to kind of earn my keep and just take it one game at a time, and that's what I did.
I mean, I think everybody kind of has that strategy. Like, you got in your mind, like, all right, maybe see what it looks like. And COVID just flipped everything on its head. So, I mean, it's obviously not done for you yet, but as you kind of look back on your time here, has it gone as you thought maybe it would?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we didn't make it to Omaha yet, but you know, we still got that goal ahead of us this year, and it can be achieved. We just got to take care of business coming down the stretch. But you know, it's definitely been all that I've expected to be and more, and it's been a great opportunity.
Man, it's interesting. Obviously, Omaha around LSU is always the goal, and that a month ago didn't feel realistic. Today,
right.
It feels more realistic. So. Take me back, because I'm going to do a contrast with you here, a compare and contrast, but take me back to whenever SEC play started and you all are 1-8, you know, coming out of that Vanderbilt weekend. What did it feel like around the program? As a guy who's been here 4 years, what did that feel like being 1-8 around the program?
You know, like, some people might have been a little bit nervous, but most of us weren't nervous at all. We knew that we had nearly 20 games left to play, 19 games left to play, and we know we have a good team. We can play with anybody on any given day. We just had to, you know, turn a couple things around. You know, one pitch or one play or one big hit can change the outcome of a game, and that's kind of what was happening to us there at the beginning. So that was kind of our speech in the locker room to everybody. It was just, you know, somebody's got to make that big pitch or somebody's got to come up with a big hit and make a big play in order, you know, turn these games into wins. And, you know, so that we've been winning the games that we really need to win here coming at the end. And we just got to keep doing that coming into this week. And then, you know, we'll get into Hoover and take care of business over there as well, like we always do.
Do you, Devin Fontenot is our guest. Do you all internally, or does Coach Maneri talk with you all about your tournament resume and about what you feel like you need to do to get in or what to clinch? I mean, does it go macro like that at all?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Coach mentions it to us whenever it needs to be mentioned, but, you know, we all know, you know, what it takes, and especially those of us that's been here for a couple of years. So we kind of don't necessarily try to worry about, you know, the the big picture as much. Most of the time we try to take it one game at a time, but you know, we know what's at stake, and it can't be hidden. You know, we know we got to take care of business this week, and we'll be ready.
Your role's been interesting too, man, from coming in and the assumption being that you were going to be the closer to now being this guy that's sort of like, all right, if you get through seven, just give it to Fontenot and let him go get the last six outs or eight outs or whatever it may be. How did that role for you, I mean, first of all, I mean, do you agree? Like, is that kind of just the stated or understood role for you at this point? How did that evolve?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I've pitched in many different situations. Right. I've kind of just, you know, whenever coach wants to put me in the game, I feel like I can get the job done for the team, you know, so it really doesn't matter, you know, if he wants me to close the game or come in the sixth, come in the fifth, or whatever. But, you know, I haven't been as consistent this year as I wanted to be. That's kind of obvious, but, you know, when it comes down to it, you just got to get the job done. And here lately, you know, in the games that we really need to win, I figured out a way to, you know, put the team on my back and lead us to that victory. So, you know, just whether that's going out there and getting those eight outs or just getting in the ninth, you know, just somebody's got to get the job done. So I've been trying to, but as a senior, you know, wanting to get in there and get the job done for him.
You said the consistency hasn't been there. Any reason why you feel that maybe it's been more or less consistent this year?
I mean, it's just, you know, it's just it's pitching, it's baseball, you know, the game gets the best of you sometimes. And, you know, sometimes you think you got to figure it out, and that's the last thing you can think in this game. So, you know, you got to go out there every day with the mindset of, like, you got to work just as hard as you did the outing before that. And, you know, maybe I got away from that a couple times and it came back and hurt me, but you know, you just gotta go out there and get it done.
Any changes to the hair planned for a postseason run?
No, I think I'm gonna stick with it, man. I've been rocking this haircut, getting it touched up every week. Okay. for quite a while now. So I think I'm just going to keep it for the rest of the time.
So we don't get to see you without a hat. So, I mean, it looks like it's a little tight on the sides and you got a little design in the back. So can you kind of break down what, you know, when you go sit in the chair, what you ask for? Like, do you say, give me the Ricky Vaughn? What do you say?
that's what I'm saying. I get it done every week. So, you know, I've kind of just gotten to the point now where I just sit down and he knows what I want. But I guess you can call it a mohawk, but, I just like it to look nice.
What was it like watching Gio go yard twice on Sunday?
Oh, that was sick, man. You know, Gio's one of our guys. He's a baller out there in the outfield, and he definitely can help us in the lineup as well. So it was good to see him. It was good to see him get some power behind a couple of those swings.
Man, he went oppo. I mean,
I know.
Come on, like, has he ever touched you up like in intra squad or anything like that?
Gio's laid down a few bunts on me, I think. I don't know if he's ever touched me up like that.
I don't think any. I mean, he's got one career home run. It's two yesterday. I think everybody was stunned by that, man. a couple more for you. Devin Fontenot's our guest. You'll follow him on Twitter at Fontenot_28. If you all are able to get hot, go on a run in this postseason, I mean, what? I'm going to ask you a very broad question. I'll let you take it how you want. But like, what would it mean for you to be able to finish your career with something like that? Especially, I mean, look, 2019, y'all were so close with the home Super Regional. You had the awesome performance against Florida State, but y'all came up just short. So if it were able to work out for you this year, what would that mean?
Yeah, I think that it would mean the world, man. I definitely want to be a part of the Omaha tradition over here at LSU. And I think that it would be special to a lot of guys, not only myself, but I think we got the team to do it. And we just got to win the games that are important here going down the stretch, and we'll be fine.
I want to ask you about Cruz and Morgan and Thompson, the three freshmen that have obviously had great seasons. At what point when you saw them, as a senior who's been through a lot, at what point did you look at those guys and go, oh, man, like, it'd be really good?
Yeah, you know, Trey was probably Dylan was obviously the one that everyone was talking about at the beginning.
Right.
And I knew that he was gonna step in and be a guy for us right away. You know, Trey came in and I saw him playing first base, and I was a little confused because I thought he might have been an outfielder or, you know, any time. But then I was like, oh, he plays first base. Okay. So then he just starts making all these plays at first base. I'm like, okay, he actually is first baseman. And then obviously once we get into, you know, the season and stuff like that, he goes on a rampage and hits the ball all over the park. And he's been a great leadoff hitter for us. You know, he's definitely been a good leader for us, even as a freshman. And so he just needs to keep that same mindset and continue to strive for greatness.
Man, it's been an interesting season. Oh,
Thompson. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Please.
Yep, obviously Thompson's got the rocket arm from shortstop, and he makes a lot of plays, and, you know, people compare him to Mr. Alex Bregman and it's a good comparison, but he's definitely got what it takes to be an everyday player here for 3 years.
Thanks again to Devin Fontenot for the time. Of course, we will preview LSU at Texas A&M coming up on tomorrow's episode of Locked On LSU, where we're brought to you by BetOnline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season in full swing. You want to bet on MLB? You can do it at BetOnline.ag. The NBA playoffs getting underway. You want to bet on every single NBA playoff game? You can do it. BetOnline.ag. We had the NFL schedule released last week. You want to start betting on some of the early lines for the 2021 NFL season? You can do it at BetOnline.ag. The fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Safe and secure. It's always a little more fun when you got some skin in the game. It's BetOnline.ag, the online site that I've used to place my wagers for more than a decade now. They've been around for 20 years now. BetOnline.ag, free to sign up, desktop or mobile, BetOnline.ag. And when you sign up and make your first deposit of funds, use the code LOCKEDON, one word, LOCKEDON, to get a 50% welcome bonus. That's at BetOnline.ag. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. As we wrap up this Tuesday edition of the Locked On LSU podcast, some really positive news for a program we don't get to discuss often here, but its championship pedigree has certainly been something that's garnered a lot of attention for LSU fans, certainly over the last decade. But LSU gymnastics learned, according to head coach Jay Clark, that five of their six seniors have all decided to return for one more year in 2022, taking advantage of the NCAA's extra year of eligibility. Reagan Campbell, Bridget Dean, Christina Desiderio, Sammy Durante, and Sarah Edwards all returning for one more year of competition. So that means the Tigers will have 21 gymnasts for next season. The main locker room only has space for 18 there at the gymnastics facility, but that's a good problem to have as these seniors are taking advantage of the NCAA granting them an extra year of eligibility because their season in 2020 was cut short because sports were suspended last March during the pandemic. The one senior who decided not to return is Olivia Gunter out of Mandeville. So she graduated earlier this month. She's already accepted a job, so she's moving on. But the other five figured they want to return and see if they can come back and help LSU win its elusive first national championship. So there are also no guarantees that these seniors will actually be chosen to compete among the 24 routines per meet. LSU has a talented freshman class coming in. Sarah Finnegan's younger sister, Aaliyah Finnegan, is part of that class. Some other in the incoming class, Caitlin Johnson, Tori Tatum, and then you have returning juniors, Lexi Nibbs, Kai Rivers. So LSU is going to have a very crowded roster next year. But these seniors have competed in more than 50 meets over the last four seasons. So motivated to win a championship, tons of experience. This is an opportunity maybe for LSU, as we mentioned, to get that elusive first national title. Fingers crossed. Here's hoping that they're able to get it. We'll certainly be following along next year. So that'll do it for us here on this Tuesday edition of the Locked On LSU podcast. If you have not done so yet, be sure to check out the Locked On Today podcast, where our experts weigh in on who should win the MVP, the Defensive Player of the Year, the Head Coach of the Year for the NBA as the playoffs get underway. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow Locked On Today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Until tomorrow, it's Locked On LSU, your team every day.